100% shut down the world. That's what the left is saying. And if you think it's not political, you're wrong. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. We have a new Delta variant, and Democrats want to use it to take away your rights and your freedoms. And if you think they're not being political, you're not paying attention. I will give you a perfect example. Dr. Fauci has now come out and basically done exactly what we knew all along. And I guess this is what it means when you know you have ultimate job security because of a new Delta variant, right? A new COVID variant comes out and he knows, all right, well, no one's going to fire me anytime soon. So now I get to say exactly what I've been wanting to say the entire time politically. Now, I've known since the very beginning that Dr. Fauci was not a conservative. You could tell from the very beginning he didn't care about freedom. He didn't care about rights. He didn't care about the Constitution. He didn't care about any of it, folks. He just didn't care. And what I also figured out very quickly with Fauci is that he was obsessed with himself. This guy is a psychotic narcissist. Prove me wrong. This is the guy that's obsessed with going on TV. Prove me wrong. This is a guy that was shooting literally a TV documentary about how amazing he is. This guy's no different than Cuomo. He's psycho. He is absolutely psychotic. And he tries to act like he's nonpartisan when he's one of the most partisan people that has been elected by no one that has more power than the president. That's also a fact. Now, you look at Fauci, and he tries to act like science is what guides him. We know that's not true. He tries to act like he's some truth teller when we know he lied about gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute. And now he got legs. I've got time now. I can now really, you know, throw the zingers, level the score politically. I can now do it. Game on. Because he knows now no one's going to fire him because we've got a new crisis to take away our freedoms. Now, we can talk in a moment about the scumbaggery, and that's exactly what it is, okay? The scumbaggery of Joe Biden. This is the guy that said when Donald Trump was trying to save lives and shut down travel from China, when COVID-19 was erupting, they said he was xenophobic and racist. Said it on the debate stage, used it as part of the campaign and commercials. Everywhere he went, he said it was un-American and it was racist and xenophobic to ban travel. Well, guess what just happened? Because of power and control, Joe Biden has just shut down travel from 8 nations, including where many of them have color of skin that's not white. Anybody in the media playing the race card now? Nope. You want to know why? Because why would you? Right? Why on earth would you? Why would you? I mean, the race card. Yeah, now, come on. We're not going to talk about the race card with Joe Biden. He's our guy. And when you're our guy, let's just be honest. We're not going to put that propaganda out there. Well, Fauci decided it was time to go all in. Fauci decided, now I can be political. I can finally say what we've all known was true in his heart from the very beginning. And man, does this guy hate Republicans. This guy truly hates Republicans. Now, Ted Cruz had made comments believing that Dr. Fauci lied to Congress about gain-of-function research and the fact that NIH admitted that gain-of-function research did in fact happen and we did fund it, which means that he lied to Congress. And Ted Cruz said he should be prosecuted for that. Fauci, a guy who's supposed to not be political, who's supposed to be a scientist, not supposed to be trying to level the playing field or settle scores with certain people based on if they have an R or D next to their name. He was asked on Face the Nation about Ted Cruz. I'm sure he knew the question was coming beforehand, right? Because these guys collude with each other. He was ready for it. He was ready to go political. He was ready to alienate 50%+ of Americans. Now, if you're truly trying to save people's lives, and you're truly trying to get people to get the vaccine, and you're truly trying to do what you can for public health, you would never make the comments I'm about to play for you. Because it's all it's going to do, if you're a Trump supporter, a Cruz supporter, a Republican, the list goes on and on. You're not going to listen to Fauci when you hear him say what I'm about to play for you. If you're actually trying to get people, okay, to trust you and to look at you as a doctor, as a scientist, instead of a political hack, then you just set us back, I don't even know how far. And how many people are never going to listen to your advice now because of what you just did? I'm going to play this for you. And I want you to think about Fauci. He's supposed to be a non-political doctor. He's supposed to be a guy that's 100% non-political and a doctor. A doctor, folks. Supposed to be a doctor. He's supposed to be trying to convince a bunch of people that it's time now for you to get the vaccine. Please listen to me. I'm a non-political person. And this is what he has to say about politics today, is we got a new variant coming out. Now, why is he acting like a psychopath? Because he knows no one's going to fire him now. He's got job security probably bare minimum through the end of the Biden administration.
Senator Cruz told the attorney general you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
Do you think?
By the way, great one-liner there, right? You really stuck it to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz wasn't out there, just so you know. Okay, let's be very honest about this. Ted Cruz wasn't there January the 6th doing anything. He didn't organize it or any of that kind of stuff, right? But that's a zinger is what we call it. You just alienated and solidified to 50% plus of the country that you're nothing more than a partisan liberal hack. And now people are now solidified in believing that you're a hardcore leftist and they're not going to listen to you. Did that save lives, Fauci? Because it was a great one-liner, right? Now, if you're a politician, that's a line you could give, right? Because your job is to be political. You're a politician. That's what you are. You're a politician. You are political. But when you're a public health official, you're apolitical. You're not supposed to say jack crap about politics. You're supposed to shut up. You're supposed to say nothing political. The correct answer, if you truly cared about saving lives, as he claims, and truly, again, I'm using his logic, right? His job is to get as many people vaccinated as possible. That's his job. That's what he believes. That's what he says he believes, right? If that's your job and you believe that getting the vaccine is going to save people's lives, that's what you say you believe, then you should have responded to that by saying, look, I don't do politics. Here's what I know. He's entitled to his opinion. He's a political person, and so be it. I'm not going to sit here and get into some political debate because COVID-19 is what I focus on. If the senator wants to make comments like that, that's fine. And if the attorney general believes that I should be charged with crimes in the Justice Department, so be it. I'm going to keep doing my job. That's what you call taking the high road, right? And if we're dealing with truly life and death situation here, which is what Fauci wants me to believe and wants you to believe, then he should know to say what I just told you he should say. But he didn't. You want to know why? Because it's not about life and death. It's about power and control for these scumbags. This is all about power and control. Plain and simple. You know, Fauci suggesting that Ted Cruz is the one who should be prosecuted. Laughing in the face of Ted Cruz's assessment that he lied to Congress. And the fact that he thought he should do it now, right when the world is, quote, shutting down again, tells you you really can't trust this guy at all. I don't trust him at all. And the reason why is because he's never admitted he's gotten anything wrong. They haven't changed anything, right? They've done shutdowns. What did it really change? They've demanded mask mandates and school closures and everything else. Now, I can tell you there's been a cause and effect. I'll give you a great example. The amount of harm that Dr. Fauci's policies have done to this country, just when it comes to children alone, We won't know how many billions of dollars and success it's going to cost people for years to come. But what I do know is this. The new national assessment is out, and it reveals a significant drop in 13-year-olds reading math scores in this country. A measure of long-term trends in the assessment of 13-year-olds reading and math achievement has revealed a statistically significant drop in scores over the past 8 years, specifically over the last 2 years. That points to not only failures with the Common Core state standards, but also with home learning during the pandemic. Over the past 8 years, statistically significant decline in scores is the first in the 50-year history of the National Assessment of Education Progress and their long-term trend assessment. Quote, despite record high education spending, which means what I've been saying over and over again for a long time, there is no direct correlation between massive amounts of cash flow and giving people a good education because the unions just suck the money out, give it to themselves, and there's no accountability for their disaster in public education. Again, we have record high education spending in this country right now. Record high compared to the rest of the world, too. These declines are the latest evidence casting significant doubt on distance learning as well as Common Core learning and standards. While the test scores of 9-year-olds show improvement for two decades, current scores were found to yield no change since the test was administered in 2012. In fact, reading scores for 13-year-olds actually dropped by 3 points, and math scores for students of the same age fell by 5 points. That's significant. Over the same period of time, the amount of money we're spending on education has skyrocketed. Students scoring in lower testing percentiles experienced the most distressing declines over the last 2 years. I wonder why. You shut everything down. You put kids on laptops and try to teach them. We all knew this was going to happen. Everybody knew it was going to happen. Okay, it's not that hard to figure out, folks. It's pretty simple. It's pretty obvious. We now know they've been apparently socially promoting people and handing out grades and refusing to fail students. Many public schools had do not fail orders given to teachers, saying under no circumstances are you going to fail students right now. And the answer is no. Socially promote them at all costs because we don't want to admit that we have a problem on our hands. We don't want to admit that we have an issue on our hands. Now, you go back to Fauci and what he's now saying. You know, Fauci says to Ted Cruz, I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator? 50% of the country you just completely alienated. Senator Rand Paul scolded Fauci for saying that he represents science. He said, again, on Face the Nation, this is what Fauci actually said, okay, about him representing science. This is actually on Face the Nation.
You were personally, not just rhetorically, threatened your security, your safety, your family.
Yeah.
How did you deal with that?
I dealt with it by focusing on what my job is. From the time that I went into medicine to the right now where I am at my age, my job has been totally focused on doing what I can with the talents and the influence I have to make scientific advances to protect the health of the American public.
Okay, so if that is your total goal, then why are you taking shots at Ted Cruz and alienating 50% of the country? Why, if what you're saying is true, then why have you not once come out and apologized and said, you know what, we got a lot wrong early on with this pandemic. We're still getting a lot wrong. We're doing the best we can, because if you were intellectually honest with people, you would admit that you got a whole lot of crap wrong. Why is it that you take shots at the President of the United States of America in your documentary on Disney Plus, right? And again, alienate 50% of the country that you claim you're trying to just be a scientist.
So anybody who spins lies and threatens and all that theater that goes on with some of the investigations and the congressional committees and the Rand Pauls and all that other nonsense, That's noise, Margaret. That's noise. I know what my job is.
Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
Do you think that this is about making you a scapegoat to deflect from President Trump?
Of course. You have to be asleep not to figure that one out.
Well, there are a lot of Republican senators taking aim at this.
That's okay. I'm just going to do my job. And I'm going to be saving lives, and they're going to be lying.
It seems another layer of danger to play politics around matters of life and death.
Exactly. Exactly. And to me, that's
by the way, is Fauci not playing politics right now? I mean, you think about the hypocrisy in this interview. He's literally playing politics as we speak. And he's grandstanding. I mean, this goes back to, you know, his quote, they're really criticizing science because I represent science. That's dangerous. That's what Fauci says. That's dangerous. Senator Paul responded with the absolute hubris of someone claiming they represent science. It's astounding and alarming that a public health bureaucrat would even think to claim such a thing, especially one who has worked so hard to ignore the science of natural immunity. He's right. This past October, a letter from the National Institute of Health to the House Oversight Committee ranking member showed that the Institute did fund gain-of-function research, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, through a grant awarded to Echo Health Alliance, directly contradicting Fauci's under-oath claims that the Institute never funded gain-of-function research. Rand Paul, who initially raised a red flag about Fauci's role in gain-of-function research, publicly said that Fauci should be held accountable for allegedly lying to Congress, saying, I don't know if they have time to go after Dr. Fauci for lying. He should be held accountable because we have developed a system of health care in our country where doctors are afraid to speak out because they will cut out their research funding. Doctors who have talked about innovative treatment to try to help people survive COVID are being lectured and told, we will take your medical licenses. This is the kind of thing, this top-down centralization of medical authority, it's not good for our country and it's not good for innovation. But this guy says, oh, I'm just a scientist that'll go political every time I get a chance. I'm just a scientist, but I'll go political, tell you how much you guys on the right suck. And that somehow is going to get a bunch of people to want to go get the jab. This is the worst public health official in history of this country. And he's too stupid to understand what he's doing. It's not just Fauci, by the way, that's stupid. Look at Joe Biden. Where's the Biden team? See anything from them? Yeah, I know they put out this, hey, we're going to stop travel coming in from these other countries, but what are they actually saying? And I guess they just say, hey, Fauci, you're the guy on this. Like, you're going to go out there. You say whatever you want to stay, and we'll just stick with it. Hey, NIH Director Collins, go ahead. Go ahead and go out there and give us something. Now, what they gave us on this is a bunch of, hey, we're going to take your freedoms and we're going to lock things down from other countries coming in. And we're not really sure how bad this is going to get, but we won't really know anything for a while.
I think the main thing that has us focused on this and has caused a lot of us to be sort of 24/7 on Zoom calls for the last 4 days is that it has so many mutations. Omicron has more than 50 variants that make it different than the original virus, including more than 30 that are in the spike protein. I brought my little model along in case people have forgotten what this looks like. So these are those spike proteins that sit on the outside of the virus and enable it to get inside your cells. And the Omicron version of that, because of those changes, is going to have a different shape. And of course, that's also what the antibodies are directed against. So the question is, will the antibodies generated by the vaccines that we have all had or should have had, will that enable us to be protected right against this virus? I think there's good reasons to think it will probably be okay, but we need to know the real answers to that. And that's going to take 2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks. So in the meantime, we'll just freak you out. Right? And in the meantime, we'll just totally wig you out. That's what we'll do. And we'll tell you that you need to listen and do what we need, what we tell you to do, which is get the jab no matter what. A lot of people asking questions like, well, hold on, a lot of people that have gotten this stuff, right? Well, a lot of people that have gotten this new variant were vaccinated. Well, yeah, how dare you criticize and attack me on science, right? That's detrimental to society. That's what Fauci said about it, right? This is, how dare you question the science? This goes back to the arrogance. I'm going to play for you, Fauci. I want you to think about this from a non-vaccinated perspective or non-boosted perspective. Does his response that I'm about to play for you make you more or less likely to trust him and to go get a vaccine or a booster because of this?
Job. And I'm going to be saving lives and they're going to be lying.
It seems another layer of danger to play politics around matters of life and death.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And to me, that's unbelievably bad, because all I want to do is save people's lives. I mean, anybody who's looking at this carefully realizes that there's a distinct anti-science flavor to this. So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science, because I represent science. That's dangerous. To me, that's more dangerous than the slings and the arrows that get thrown at me. And if you damage science, you are doing something very detrimental to society long after I leave.
Is there a playbook that you are handing?
I just got to stop there. Criticizing me is an attack on science. No, it's not. Criticizing you is criticizing you because we don't trust you. Plain and simple. People don't trust you. That's what you don't understand. People don't trust you at all. I really don't understand why on earth you don't get that, Fauci. Like, that's nothing to do with science. It has to do with the fact that you lied to us. You lied to us about gain of function research. That's what you did do. Okay, that's what you did do. This is what you did. You lied about it. You straight up lied. I mean, I can't trust you, and it has nothing to do with science, if you're lying about Wuhan. Okay, if you're lying about all of this, how on earth do I trust you? How on earth can I trust you? That's nothing to do with science, because when you get it wrong, if you're a scientist, you should admit it. Right? When you get it wrong, you should just say, I got it wrong. That's what you should say. I got it wrong, I'm stupid. Or we got it wrong, and here's how we got it wrong, and here's how we fixed it. But you won't do that. So when I question you, am I questioning science? No, I'm questioning you and the integrity of you. When you start attacking Republicans, and you start telling me that I'm supposed to feel sorry for you, right? Because people gave you threats, and I really am sorry you got death threats. I mean that sincerely. I've dealt with death threats my entire career. You do what I do for a living, and you're polarizing, and there are people that want to silence you when you start telling the truth, and there are people that threaten to kill you. I do hate it for him. I mean it. But don't tell me that you're a victim in the same capacity. Don't act like you deserve to be treated like a saint. I don't deserve to be treated like a saint because I've had death threats. And it doesn't mean that what I say somehow becomes more factual because I've been persecuted with death threats. It doesn't mean that I'm right because someone threatens to kill me. That doesn't mean that I and what I say should not be questioned, that there shouldn't be a healthy debate. You want to know another reason why people don't trust you? It has nothing to do with the science. It has everything to do with the fact that you're a propagandist for China. On Face the Nation, you were still giving out the propaganda for China. China lied to the world. China killed millions of people. Okay, China, and this, people need to really understand this. China lied. to the world, and they didn't save people's lives. And that's wrong. And he not one time stopped it. Not one time did he come on there and say, okay, you know what? You're right. We shouldn't have trusted them. He's still putting out propaganda for China and protecting China.
Nonsense of politicization, you're not going to be able to do your job as well.
In this playbook you're handing off to your future successor, do you say the next pandemic comes at us faster?
You know, I think we likely will, though you can't predict. You know, I've been through multiple emergences of diseases. Some have been one-off trivial. But I think the idea of the human-animal interface is something that we've really got to address that. You know, that's the reason why I get back to the fact of these wet markets that bring in animals that are next to bats in caves in wherever, who knows, all in Southeast Asia and China.
You want more regulation of this
internationally. I want that to be regulated. I really, really do. And we know the Chinese were trying to regulate that, but there were people who were breaking the law. And there is good documentation from people who photographed that animals that were not supposed to be brought in from the wild into the wet markets were there. And I think that's the reason why, when this happened, I don't know, but I think why the Chinese just completely cleaned it out. I think that is one of the reasons why we're not able to find out what the original source was. I think they've destroyed some of the evidence.
We'll be right back.
I love this. Wait, I think they destroyed some of the evidence, so we can't figure it out. Well, if they're destroying evidence, then why would you ever trust them? Because you've been nothing but a mouthpiece for them. I mean, all you've been doing is talking about them and trusting them and pushing their propaganda. And now you're saying you believe that they probably did, in fact, get rid of evidence. Okay, so if you believe that they got rid of evidence, why would you trust them on anything else? And why are you still lying about gain-of-function research? There is no way that if the goal of this administration, okay, is to get the majority of Americans vaccinated, I want to be very clear about this, okay? There is no way that will ever happen under Dr. Fauci. It will not happen. I know too many people that don't trust him. I'm one of them, by the way. Okay, I am one of them. I don't trust him. I don't trust him at all. This idea that I should trust him. It has nothing to do with science. It's personal at this point. You've proven yourself that you cannot be trusted. Tell me I'm wrong. So you're supposed to panic. That's what you're supposed to do. We talked about this yesterday. Panic is how we get you to get the vaccine. Then we find out there's really no reason to panic. But if you've already gotten the jab or the booster, we got what we wanted. Now there's people out there still saying that you need to panic. And the President of the United States of America addressed the nation. Biden ruled out, quote, lockdowns for now. What? For now? Yeah, this is what a tyrant sounds like. I'm not going to lock you down yet. But I haven't ruled it out unless all you guys go and get vaccines. Now, why would the President of the United States of America say that? I'll tell you exactly why. Because he's trying to divide this country into two separate classes of citizens. Okay, let's just call this COVID racism. Here's how COVID racism works. If you do what the government tells you to do, you will become a higher class citizen. And then you're allowed to be racist towards the people that have not gotten the shot, have not gotten the jab, have not gotten the booster. That is what you call COVID racism. It's COVID racism. And they're doing it right before your very eyes. Now, concerns are growing over this new Omicron COVID variant. Should you be concerned? Or do you have time to wait to see what we find out about this new variant, which is supposed to fearmonger you into running down the street like Chicken Little, begging someone to give you the jab? Even a CNN medical guest from South Africa this morning, a doctor who's actually treating Omicron cases, had this to say, which I'm sure just ruined the day of CNN. They didn't expect this one to coming, but a South African doctor, they're like, we found one. Let me explain to you how booking works, okay? When a story breaks, the bookers of each and every show are competing against one another, not sharing resources, okay? Every show pretty much hates the other shows at CNN and any other network. They want to beat them. They want to beat them in the ratings, even though they're on the same network. And so they immediately go out and they try to connect dots. They talk to family, friends. They start cold texting people. Does anybody know anybody living in South Africa? All right. And then they connect with that person. Do you know any doctors in South Africa? Do you know anybody that's treating anybody in South Africa with Omicron? Okay. I need that person. Where are their credentials? All right. Good enough for us. They're a doctor. They're breathing. They've got a computer. Let's put them on TV. They're now the new expert. This is how they find experts nowadays. I know this because it's the world I live in. I know how they find these people. I know how they do this. Okay, this is what I just described to you is literally how it's done with breaking news all the time. I got a text yesterday from a producer asking me, do I know somebody somewhere that would know something about this issue? That's their job. Their job is to find people in that area. But to say that someone's an instant, you know, expert or should be on TV as an expert is a little bit absurd. So they found somebody. They found a doctor who's actually treating people in South Africa where the you-know-what is hitting the fan, where you're supposed to be freaking out and thanking the Lord or whoever you pray to that you are not living there right now because it's hell on earth, right? This is the worst thing ever. That's what they've been telling us since Thanksgiving evening. You better hurry up and go get vaccinated. President now saying, well, I'm not doing lockdowns yet, but I haven't ruled it out. We may do lockdowns in America, which is one of the most un-American things I've heard in my entire life. It's called tyranny, socialism, communism. So what did the South African doctor treating Omicron cases actually say? Listen.
Now, this could change. I understand it's the early stages, but right now, the patients you're seeing with this new variant, you're dealing with very mild to moderate symptoms. You are seeing no or very little severe disease, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Have you treated patients who have been vaccinated and now we're coming yes, in with a new have. Variant? And what are you seeing yes. there?
Same picture.
Same picture. Now you can hear the, we don't want to stop the fear mongering on the very front. This could change, America. It may be different. It might change. This is just a little snapshot of our expert that we found in South Africa. Listen to the beginning of this CNN, John Bergman, making it clear. Now, we want this to be the worst thing ever. We want people to die so we can get a death chart back on TV in South Africa. We want this to be chaotic. We want this to be out of control, right? That's what we want. We want that to happen. We need it to happen. Please let it happen. We need it to take place. But we can't say it's happening, so we'll say, well, it could change.
Now, this could change. I understand it's the early...
Yes, this could change. Notice how they start off the interview. This could change.
Now, this could change. I understand it's the early stages. But right now, the patients you're seeing with this new variant, you're dealing with very mild to moderate symptoms. You are seeing no or very little severe disease, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so very mild so far. You're seeing mild to maybe moderate symptoms and unvaccinated and vaccinated patients. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean that you need to run out and get the vaccine right now? Based on what we're seeing, doesn't mean that you need to run out and get the vaccine right now. Okay, let's move it a little, a step further than that, okay? Does this mean that I need to get the booster right now because of what's happening in South Africa? No. Is the sky falling? No. Now, this isn't the only person saying this is not as big of a deal as they're trying to tell you. Because remember, I told you this yesterday. They had about a 10-day window here to fearmonger the living crap out of you and to make you want to run and go get your booster or go get the vaccine. Dr. Mark Segal on Fox News Channel this morning said this.
Companies over 100 we're going to have to, if they do business with the government and they've got more than 100 employees, people are going to have to get the shot. OSHA has since suspended that enforcement of that vaccine mandate for businesses. And yesterday, this U.S. District Judge Matthew Schrepp stopped the Biden administration from enforcing it for healthcare workers because he said essentially he didn't think the administration had that power in the Constitution to do what they're doing. Ultimately, though, what that means is there will be healthcare workers who are not going to get fired, given what the judge has said yesterday.
Steve, listen, I think that there should be some requirement for healthcare workers, but I'm very concerned about shortages around the country. I've talked to Dr. Paul Carson in North Dakota, and during the middle of the pandemic, they actually had to have infected nurses. They thought about putting them back on the wards. We can't make that worse, but I'd like to see it much broader. There needs to be a testing option. You need to acknowledge that these vaccines wane, so boosting should be encouraged, but not mandated. And what about people who got over COVID? Should they be fired? They have a measure of immunity, and that needs to be factored into the equation the way it is in Israel and in Europe. We're way too narrow with this superimposition. All on the table.
All right. Dr. Mark Siegel.
Oh, wow. So, thank you. What a nice idea there, right? So the government gets slapped down, and we tell, and the government is saying, got beat up by the courts by saying, you can't just run around mandating that all these healthcare workers and these people get, you know, lose their job. Now, a lot of them have already lost their job, right? A lot of them have already been fired. A lot of them have already had their lives, in essence, ruined. And what was just said there is, you can't just do this. Come on. Okay? You can't just run around and make up things and claim it's because you have the constitutional rights when you actually don't have the constitutional rights to do it. So stop it. That's what they're saying, clearly, number one. Number two, he's saying, I don't believe that boosters should be mandatory. Wow. So wait, you're saying we should have freedom of choice? If you want to recap the last 24 hours, I'll recap it for you this way. In the last 24 hours, the Biden administration has told you they might lock us down, but not yet. If we go get the boosters and the vaccine, they won't do it. Okay, this is COVID racism. It's what it is. Get used to it. Number two, they got their hand slapped. Actually, they just got straight up slapped across the face for completely overstepping and violating your constitutional rights, which is why 10 different states now are saying, guess what? We're not going to allow this to happen, Mr. President. You're not going to have the ability to just fire people in healthcare for no reason. And then the third thing is they want you to freak out over this Omicron variant. And sure enough, we're finding out that you don't need to. You don't believe me? I got something else for you. A doctor, the doctor who discovered Omicron, is now angry. There's a doctor who we should all be listening to right now, a doctor who discovered the Omicron strand. And that doctor is now furious, slamming the hype as well as the travel bans from this. The national chair of the South African Medical Association, Dr. Cotes, who made an early discovery of the Omicron variant amongst patients, says, quote, the hype has been created surrounding the variant and it is unwarranted.
Looking at the mildness of the symptoms that we are seeing, currently, there's no reason for panicking as we don't see severely ill patients. I also checked with the hospital, some of the hospitals in my area, and one of the biggest hospitals, they only have one patient currently that's COVID positive on a ventilator, and they don't even know whether it's COVID, it's Delta or whether it is Omicron related. We acknowledge that it might change going forward. But the hype that's been created currently out there in the media and worldwide doesn't correlate with the clinical picture. And it doesn't warrant to just cut us off from any traveling and ban South Africa as if we are the villains in the whole process. Should not be like that.
Should not be like that. the national chair of the South African Medical Association, who made that early discovery among her patients, says the hype has been created surrounding the variant, and it's absolutely unwarranted. According to Reuters, the variant was detected and announced by the South African National Institute of Communicable Diseases on November the 25th from samples taken from a laboratory from November the 14th to November the 16th. Cotiz told Reuters that in one of the biggest hospitals in her area and country of South Africa, there is only one patient who is COVID positive on ventilation. And there have been no confirmations as of Sunday that this new variant is the cause, meaning this is all media and government hype. You know, the other part that worries me about what just happened is how many people may not tell the truth or may delay telling the truth to protect their own interests and their own nation. If you're South Africa right now and you went out to the world and you were honest with the world and you told them about this new variant, hoping that the medical community would get behind it, and you see how it was weaponized against your country, are you going to do it again in the future, or are you going to do your own research for 10, 12 days and wait? I'm serious. How much money have we cost a poor nation? How much money has the world cost South Africa because of what just happened? I would assume it's in the millions and millions and millions of dollars minimum. You think other countries are going to do the same thing if they have and find a new variant, or you think they're going to sit on it for 10 or 12 days, do quiet research on their own, and then if it really is bad, they'll tell the world, and then we're 10 days, 12 days, 15 days, 20 days behind. South Africa, by the way, did the right thing. I want to make that very clear. They told the community, they told the medical community, and the world just shunned them. This is what I go back to. This is COVID racism. And what did the White House do? With no basis for anything, they immediately said, okay, travel bans, and we'll use this to get people fear into their minds again, because people are not fearing COVID as much as they used to. Right? It's become a little bit more normal. And so we will get fear in them again and tell them they might die, and you're behind the eight ball, and you better hurry up, and you better run as fast as you can, and you better go get the vaccine if you haven't gotten it yet, number one. And number two, if you haven't gotten your booster yet, you better haul it. You better haul it, and you better go grab that booster, and you better do it right now. That's what they're doing. This was all a bunch of BS hype. And you could hear it even with the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. Well, I'm not doing lockdowns yet. I'm sorry, you're not doing lockdowns yet? When did that even become an option, Mr. President? When did lockdowns become something that was a real possibility? I'm curious. When did you get the authority to just lock us all down all of a sudden? I don't know when this happened. Listen to Biden, by the way, keep calling for giving us more time to take more actions on something that we don't even know what it is.
Today, I want to take a few moments to talk about the new COVID variant, first identified last week in Southern Africa. It's called the Omicron. It is to their credit, the scientific community in South Africa quickly notified the world of the emergence of this new variant.
You think they're going to do that again after you guys just punished them? Seriously, I doubt it.
This kind of transparency is to be encouraged and applauded because it increases our ability to respond quickly to any new threats. And that's exactly what we did. The very day the World Health Organization identified the new variant, I took immediate steps to restrict travel from countries in Southern Africa. But while we have that travel restrictions can slow the speed of Omicron, it cannot prevent it.
Again, you want to know why Biden had this press conference? Because it was the same day that a judge struck down Biden's vaccine mandates for healthcare workers. And this is how you get ahead of that story. Now, Biden got a lot of bad news. Okay, a lot of bad news yesterday, because he can't actually mandate people get vaccinated. Yeah. Marine Corps, by the way, reaches vaccine mandate deadline with thousands of people also still not vaccinated. That's what we're being told right now. The Marine Corps has hit its deadline for active duty members to be fully vaccinated, with thousands still unvaccinated and no requests for religious accommodation approved. The service announced that the deadline was reached on Sunday, November the 28th, and about 95% of its active duty force had been forced to get at least one dose, 5% still unvaccinated. Among the 180,000 active duty members, that amounts to 9,000 or more active duty Marines who are not fully vaccinated as required by the Biden administration's mandate for all service members in August. The Marine Corps warned in October that Marines who do not comply with the Biden mandate will be separated. The Navy Secretary has said they will not all be kicked out the day after the deadline, but it is unclear what happens next. Quote, we will be addressing each case on a case-by-case basis, Navy Secretary told reporters last week. We're just not going to kick all of them out on the day of the deadline itself. He indicated the Navy, of which the Marine Corps is a component, would give Marines an opportunity to change their minds. We're going to try to find out what their problem, what's their problem, and hold up in getting the vaccine. Try to counsel them the best we can. Offer them an opportunity to change their mind with regards to vaccinations. Hopefully, they'll get the vaccination at that point in time. And if they don't, obviously, then we're not going to be able to continue serving. They're not going to be able to continue serving in the Marine Corps. So we're kicking people out of the military now because people refuse to get the jab. And that's not the only place this is happening. It's happening all over the place. All over the place. Now, there was a huge victory yesterday. A victory because it was a big slap to the Biden's overreach. And the Biden overreach is very clear. When they started telling you that you had to get vaccinated, healthcare workers, mandating it, there was nothing in the Constitution that gave him the constitutional power to do this. And that's exactly why this judge halted President Joe Biden's federal vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. If you want to know why they're so obsessed with this new variant, this is exactly why. This judge halted President Joe Biden's federal vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in 10 states on Monday. Missouri-based U.S. District Judge, who was appointed by former President Donald Trump, issued the preliminary injunction for employees at Medicare and Medicare-certified medical facilities in North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming, New Hampshire, Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Alaska, and Arkansas. Under the Biden administration's mandate, healthcare workers who work in hospitals, nursing homes, and other healthcare facilities that receive, quote, federal funding have been ordered to get vaccinated against COVID-19 by January the 4th, receive a medical or religious exemption, or face being terminated. The judge, in his 32-page opinion, decided that the detrimental impact of losing qualified healthcare workers outweighs the need for employees to be vaccinated, and said the mandate imposed a burden, quote, on the ability of healthcare facilities to provide proper care and thus save lives. Remember, this isn't about saving your life. This is about tyranny. This is about the Biden administration being tyrants and dictators. This has never, ever been about your health. If it was, they wouldn't be firing healthcare workers who risked their lives for over a year treating you when you came in with COVID and there wasn't a vaccine. This is about total control and power. I go back to power and control. You know, Fauci slamming critics on Sunday saying, I represent science like a psychopath, a narcissistic psychopath, and if you criticize me, you're criticizing science and I won't stand for it. This guy's psycho. This guy is literally a narcissistic psychopath. I represent science. How many other doctors can say that but don't, because it's psycho to say it? You can't criticize me because I am science. Now, when Biden was talking to the media, he was asked a question. Hey, just out of curiosity, are you now hinting or calling on local governments to put mask mandates back in place? Because this is COVID racism. Two classes of citizens, and we're going right back to it.
President, the UK, Europe, and a growing number of countries have confirmed cases of Omicron. Are you considering additional travel restrictions on countries where the variant has been detected? And just separately, you urged Americans to wear masks in indoor public spaces, but many states and cities, including Washington, D.C., have lifted mask mandates. So are you calling on state and local officials to reinstate mask mandates?
With regard to the last question, the answer is I encourage everyone to wear a mask when they're indoors in a crowded circumstance like we are right now. And unless you're eating or speaking at a microphone. Secondly, the degree of the spread impacts on whether or not there's a need for any travel restriction. But that's not, I don't anticipate that at this point. And we'll see. We'll see where that works.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we're just going to throw that in there. Well, there may be some travel restrictions, but I don't see it right now. If you get vaccinated. You know, after lecturing Americans to wear a mask, Biden forgets to put his own mask on for over a minute at the White House. Same guy that went shopping in a store that said mask requires over the weekend, not wearing a mask. Jen Psaki on the COVID mandates for domestic travel. You know, we just heard travel bans, right? He said it's not off the table, but we're not doing it right now. Again, this is COVID racism. You turn the country into two different classes of citizens. Those that abide by your mandates and those that don't. And the White House asked the press kind of freaked out over this, as they should. Hey, the president just mentioned domestic travel lockdowns. You want to clarify that, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki?
Well, what I think you heard the president say, I think it was hard to hear the question, so I think this was a question that was asked, but was that he wasn't taking any options off the table, but he's going to rely on the advice of his health and medical experts.
Yeah, okay, sure. I'm buying that. Are you buying that? Because I'm not. The president just said we may have lockdowns. We may actually have actual lockdowns if you don't do what we tell you to do. Right? Jen Psaki was also asked about the travel ban. Like, hey, you're the guys that said that the travel ban was racist, and now you're doing it.
The president insisted that the travel ban on South Africa doesn't punish them and the neighboring countries, but South Africa's leaders say it does. How long does the White House envision that travel ban staying in place?
We will continue to assess it. I would say that the objective here is not to punish. It is to protect the American people. As you just heard the president say, this is not going to prevent, it is going to delay. And that delay is going to help us have necessary time to do the research by our health and medical teams to get more people vaccinated and get more people boosted. And he is always going to err on the side of protecting the American people. I would note that the difference between South Africa and European countries is that there are already hundreds, if not thousands, of cases of the new variant in South Africa, and not as many, much a lower number at this point, in Europe. But we will continue to assess what steps we need to take to protect the American people.
There it is. We're just trying to protect you. We're trying to protect you while we take away every single right you have unless you do what we tell you to do. So to recap again, we have a president that's been beaten down by the courts who's now threatening you with travel bans and lockdowns, saying nothing's off the table, and mask mandates possibly coming back all over the country. And we have a president that overreacted and then did a travel ban not knowing anything because he wanted to freak you out so that you would go get the vaccine. And then we have a court system that has smacked him down for trying to fire people in the medical community because they wouldn't get the vaccine, which he doesn't have the constitutional right to do it. I also want to remind you of one other thing. Joe Biden had this to say about anybody that's responsible for a bunch of people dying, and more people have died from COVID in America under his leadership than when Trump was in office, and he's got the vaccine. Just to put it in perspective, let me remind you of what he had to say back just, I don't know, a couple years ago.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially. Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
Wonder if he'll take his own advice. Hope everyone will share this podcast. Let everybody know about this scumbag district attorney and what he's all about. We need to expose him and make sure everybody knows who this guy is and what the left is doing in supporting him. See you back here tomorrow.